praise the Lord. You've got, in Africa, you have got to learn to speak without notes. You have to learn to speak at a moment's notice for 4 hours, 3 hours at times, and you've got to be ready. Hallelujah. So we don't need a pulpit. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, just talking about Africa, I don't know whether I'm elated or disappointed. I see all these Africans coming here and I think, why am I going? Why am I going? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, a couple of things before we'll finish. We'll finish on time. Don't worry, it won't be a long sermon. Where's Rashan? Rashan, young man, bless you. I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it. Hallelujah. I knew you. Yeah? Don't ever, Rashan, never, ever take anybody's no. Never take anybody's no. I am a hopeless guitar player, but I just like playing it. And I know you had it in you. I knew you. So I'm so grateful you came and stood with us, Noel, the singers and that. And the second thing I want to say, the people from Sri Lanka, welcome to Australia. You are most welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And for people from other countries, it is so good. I lived in Darwin and I saw the Vietnamese boat people start to pour into our country. And I wasn't a Christian. My heart went out to them when I saw what they were coming on, some of the boats and some of the bodies and all that sort of thing. And I thought, I looked at myself as a 20-year-old, 19, 20-year-old, and I thought, I have got everything compared to what they've got. And it's had that effect on me. And I'm not one of these people that want to see Australia as white Australia. I reckon bring the people to our country. Let's get them saved. And let's send them back to their home country so that the whole world can go home to be with Jesus. Because the world is not going to go home until we, the church, under his headship, fulfill what he wants the church to do. And it says that people out of every tribe, out of every ethnic, out of every ethnic grouping, there shall be a group of people that shall be saved upon the earth at this one particular time. Hallelujah. So we know Jesus is not going to come back until all people groupings have a group of people saved. Hallelujah. And if we have to bring them to our country, get them saved, resource them and send them back, then so be it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't know where that came from, but still. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, does anyone know what it says? It says that if, doesn't say whatever, it says if, you know, that means that there's a possibility of you not being so. Okay? We don't say if unless there's another alternative. It says if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. It says old things are still here and no new things have come. It says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. You're good to see a smile. He is a new creation. It's not a matter of maybe or possibly. It says you are a new creation. Hallelujah. You are. It's something. You are a new species of being. You and I make up a race of people on this earth that doesn't exist and never has existed prior to Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah. We are different, and we're meant to be different. We are not the same. There should be a difference between us and the rest of the world. Okay, if I've got ahead of myself, which is fairly typical, okay? I just want to share something with you, and then we'll come back to this. As you know, we are going to Africa, and the last few months, I'm looking at all the things that we have to do. We are leaving home, we're leaving our family. We've been saving hard now for 2 years and we're trying to get things. And there are so many unknowns. There are just so many unknowns. We are just not going on a holiday. We've got no backup plan. We've got nothing else. There's a lot of things that we just don't know. I feel a little bit like Abraham. We're just going out. We're just putting our foot. And we don't even know where the foot's going to land. And I don't know about you, but part of that I don't mind. I enjoy living on the edge a lot of the time of my life. I enjoy living on the edge. You know, I don't mind taking a risk. But I tell you what, there are some things that absolutely scare the life out of me. And I've woken up a number of times during the last few months, during the night, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just think, and I wake up in a cold sweat, and I'm thinking, dear, forgive me. I say, dear God, what am I doing? What am I doing? I think of all the list of the problems and the what I see as insurmountable at this time. The things that have just not been resolved, all these unknowns, and I think, why? And the sweat, the sweat starts to bead on the brow, and I literally force myself back to sleep. I literally force my mind away from that thing, but it keeps appearing, it keeps reoccurring. And if you allow something to get into your heart long enough and into your soul long enough, it will start to come out. It will start to come out. If you are afraid somewhere, it will eventually start to show. If you are addicted to something in your heart, it will eventually begin to show. Men get addicted to pornography long before they start to do those sorts of things. People are bitter in their heart long before they begin to express it. You understand what I'm saying? And so fear starts begins in the heart. It begins in the imagination. It begins in what we see. And so I'm faceless and it starts to come out, and Shirley gets a bit with me saying, come on, you're a faith man. Get up and believe. And, you know, hits me occasionally, and I deserve every bit of it. That's why I've got a broken nose, you know. but you know... No, don't believe it. she reckons she might straighten it. But you see, this thing became so strong, and it was starting to get to the worrisome point. And so between Christmas and New Year, I went up to a place northwest of Bendigo called Melville Caves. Has anyone ever heard of Melville Caves? Okay, I encourage you to go up there. There's a whole heap of rocks that stick out of the ground. You can go and sit under the caverns, and you can go and fast and pray for a few days. No one's around except the days that I happen to be there. So I get up there and I go up there and pray and to fast, or try to fast anyway, and there's people around everywhere. And so I decided I'm going to go and head into the rocks. And so I head into the rocks, and there's people. So I then move away, and I found this place, and I'm standing down looking over this valley. I'm standing on this rock out in the open. It's 35 degrees about that time of day. Sun's beating down. I'm not going to let go. I've got to get an answer from God. I've got to break this thing. Felt like things every time I moved, it's just like I was being hit, like I was in a boxing ring. And I just pouring out my heart to God, and I said, God, you really must have something good out of the end of this. And in a moment's time, in a flash, a scripture came through, and it says, out of weakness they were made strong. Hebrews 11 verse 34. I knew exactly where it was, or roughly within a verse. And I got my Bible open, and I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I stood on the rock and I shouted to the cows way down in the valley, get here, you know. I didn't care who heard me. One of those moments where you've just got to let yourself go and touch with God. And just let it go with God. It says, out of weakness shall come, they were made strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Amos, you're not going to be a new creation. You are a new creation. You are. It is. It's fixed. It's settled. It can't move. It can't change. Gadgen, you're a new creation. You are a new creature. You're different from what you once were. You are new. And so are we all. We are new creatures in Christ. You see, it comes back to that union that you have with Christ. It's your spirit with his spirit. There has come. You have opened up the door when you said yes to Jesus, when you bowed your knees to Jesus and you laid everything down. You said, Jesus, come in. And so Jesus came in, and your spirit and his spirit mixed, and together something different has occurred. Something different came to pass. Something different has remained, and that difference is inside of us. We are a new spirit. We are spirit people. We're not soul people or body people. We are spirit people, and our spirit is new. Our spirit is birthed out of life. It is birthed out of the life that is in Christ. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in union with Christ Jesus. We've got to stop belting ourselves around the head. I've done it enough, so I can do it. I've done enough for all of you. You know, I self-flagellate myself too much. Until realize one day, I am a new creation. There is no condemnation to those who are in union with Christ Jesus. Why? Verse 2 says, Romans 8 says, the law of the Spirit of life. The law of life that is in Christ Jesus, that is in Jesus himself. God is life. Christ is life. Hallelujah. He possesses life inside himself. And that life, it says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, has set me free. It set me free. I'm free. Hallelujah. You are free. You are free. You are free people. Hallelujah. You are free people. Christ has set you free. Where are you free? You're in your heart. You are free from the power of sin and death. That thing that drives you, the thing that motivates you to do those things that you just hate, the things that you despise inside yourself, because you know that they're not acceptable. The scripture says that we are new creations in Christ. The old things have passed away. They're gone. They're back there. They're back there. It says, behold, all things have become new. Say all things.
All things.
All things.
All things.
Christian, all things. Oh, say up and say it loud. All things.
All things.
Brother, all things. Sister, all things. All things, not some things, not a few things. Can you get what God is trying to say to us? This is basic theology. This is basic foundational stuff. But yet, if I ask you, if I pin you down in a corner, and if you be truly, entirely honest with me, and just with yourself, all of us will say that not all things have passed away. If we be truthful and entirely honest with ourselves, we will say that not all old things have passed away. Come on, let's just be honest. Put your hands up. How many of you know that you struggle with things? The things that you are, some things just keep revolving around and around. I know. That's the process of growing. I understand all that. I'm just trying to make a point to you today. Why? The question is then, why do we struggle? Why is it that not all things have passed away? Why is it that we keep returning, particularly under pressure? We go back to the things that we used to do, or every now and then something rises up, but we know that we thought we've dealt with it in the past. Come look at 2 Corinthians again. See, if the new has come, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Think of some of these things that have become new. We have a new heart. So therefore we have a new way of believing. We can't believe the old way that we used to believe. Our spirit naturally gravitates to the things of God. It's our body and our soul that naturally gravitates to the natural world. but our spirit is stronger. So our thinking, our believing should be new. And our thinking and our believing can be new. The things that you see, I'm not talking about with these eyes, the things that you see in here, are they new? Can you see the new things? You see, the scripture talks, and let me go on to one of my favorite subjects, about divine healing. Do you know that it's God's will to heal everybody under all circumstances at all time without exception? That's the will of God. God does not want any human being on this planet running around in sickness. But why is it that we Christians don't live in it? I went off on Friday to get my shots to head off to Africa, and I was told to have hepatitis A. I was told to have hepatitis B. I had a rabies shot. I was supposed to have swine flu shot. There was about six or seven of them, and the only one I took was the yellow fever. And the only reason I took that is because by law I can't get back into the country unless I have that bit of paper that says so. And I said, and she said, you need to have this, and I said, no. I said, I'll only have that which the government says I have to have because I do want to get back into the country. You see, I'm going over there. Ah, she even said you need to have this for malaria and all that. And, you know, we've both nearly died. Well, Shirley got worse than I did. Why is it that we can't walk in healing? Why is it that we can't walk in what God says? It's because of what we see. It's because of what we see. You see, if we can see that we are new creations, then we will begin to live like new creations. If we can see that we have been raised up and made to sit with Jesus in heavenly places and that we rule and reign with him, how are we going to walk in this world? We are going to walk with an authority and power that God has given to us through Jesus Christ. And he's already told us to go and do it. He doesn't have to tell us again. He said go. It doesn't happen because we don't see it. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We separate the old from our life by seeing in our hearts that the new has come. And we begin to appropriate that and begin to take it on and begin to live it out. Hallelujah. The scripture says, the scriptures talk about, we've got power of choice. You know, that's the one thing that separates us from all the animals and everything else. How many people like choosing? I love choice. Give me choice, you know, give me three roads to go and I'll make sure there's a fourth. You know, I love choice. I'm not frightened of making choice. I may make the wrong choice or whatever, but I'm not frightened of making choices. I love choice. Part of me that likes living on the edge, you see, you know, get out there and risk a bit. Do you know that we have the power to choose life or death? We have the power to choose peace or chaos. We have the power to choose blessing or we have the power to choose a curse. See, it comes back to choice. And the scripture tells us to repent. It's the first thing that we as believers are to do. It is to repent and believe the gospel. Repent. What is repentance made up of? Repentance is made up of making a choice. It is making a choice of the direction you are heading. You're going to turn around and you're going to go back another direction. Repentance is made up of choice. And the reason why I believe that we struggle at times in our Christian life is because when we make that decision to repent, we do not really see the fullness of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And then follow it through with all our heart. You see, when I gave my life to Jesus, I meant it. I knew nothing. I just meant it. It just came to me that if Jesus died, this is my thinking, if Jesus died on the cross for me and he demanded all of my life, then it behoved me that I had to follow him with all of my heart and all of my life. And so I gave myself to Jesus, never to go back to walk away from him. I don't know how I understood it, but that's what it was in that moment of time. And I have stayed with Jesus. That doesn't mean to say I don't have ups and downs. Of course I have ups and downs. Of course we all have ups and downs. But when we go through the ups and downs, it's somewhere along the way we have to get away with God and allow God to shine his light into our heart so that we can see something of what he has done for us, or the something that he wants to show us, so that we can then take it into our hearts, put it in our soul, and begin to walk. When I stood up on that rock up there, I knew exactly what God was doing. Something good is going to come out of this. It doesn't mean to say that I will see this answer. And Shirley will tell you, nothing's changed since then. What's that, 3-4 weeks ago? Whatever it is. Nothing's changed. But something's changed in here. Something's changed in here. And the new creation, that which was old, is now passing away, and that which is new is beginning to be the foundation upon which to live. Do you know that Jesus will only ever mean to us what we allow him to mean to us? Do you know that? Jesus will only ever mean to you what you allow him to mean to you. Let me go further. Jesus will only ever mean to you what you allow him to show him of himself that he is to you. It's that which you see inside here that will eventually come out. You see, I take the decision. I want to be a new creation. I want Jesus to be Lord. I want him to be Lord. But just because, and when I get to this place and I think I've all got it wrapped, he says, hang on a moment, we got another step for you. And you get there and you see that, and he sees another thing. Pat, remember the word that you showed me, spoke to me, probably before we went to Africa last time, about keep your eyes down. You know, the trouble is I sometimes look up a bit and I see the big picture and I lose sight of the little picture. And it's often the little picture, the step-by-step picture, is the thing that will get you there. That was a liberating word. I was up in Bendigo a while ago, you know, a bit over a year ago now. Just before Christmas, the year before, we were staying up there and looking after the church. And we didn't know what to do. We were uncertain about things, you know. Should we go to Africa or should we not? Should we take over the Bendigo church? We knew there were some other churches. We just didn't know what to do. And so about 11 o'clock at night, it was absolutely boiling. You know, it was one of those 40-plus degree days or outside. And I just said, God, what do you want? And I gave him the opportunity to show me something. And in a moment of time, the word came that says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in him. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord forever is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, there were people walking about. There was a service station over there. Oh, I was just kicking and dancing and jumping up and down. I really didn't care. God spoke. God spoke. God spoke. And he showed me something that I could see inside my heart. And it began, that thing that he showed, I have continued to keep. And it has been a building block of growing and growing and growing in this new area. In this new area where the things that were old back then have now passed away. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. New things have come. You are born of God. You are born of life. You are born of his nature. Learn to see that. Learn to see that you are a son and a daughter of God by birth. That which God is, we are. You know, we don't have to put our heads and our souls down into the cesspool. The reason I say pornography, where I work at the airport, like probably a lot of places, everywhere you go there's girly magazines. You just can't get away from it. But I want to thank God, praise the Lord, that I don't have, I'm not caught on that stuff. I praise God for that. There are other things, though, that I have to battle. And it is my job to get in before God and allow God to show himself, who he is, what he has done inside my heart to my eyes, my inner eyes, so that I can see, so that I can walk as a new creation. God wants us to walk like new creations. He wants us to walk with a holiness, an integrity, a joy inside our hearts is just literally, it's just full on and overflowing. Just normal and natural. We should be living in peace. We should be living with goodness just pouring out of our hearts and souls. We should be living in faithfulness. We should be living in the spirit of self-control as normal and natural people. I'm very concerned that I'm 3 or 4 kilos overweight, because it's not a testimony of self-control. It's not a testimony of self-control. Getting angry is not a testimony of self-control. Mouthing off at people and backbiting, it's not a testimony of self-control. And that should be old things. We should be new things, new people. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we are new creations in Christ. We are something, Lord, you have made us to be. We are, we are, we are. Hallelujah. We just worship you in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody here that you have never given your heart and soul to Jesus? Jesus is the only person that has ever claimed that he was God in the flesh. He claimed that he was the creator of heaven and earth. He claimed that he would rise from the dead on the third day and he would deal with the power of sins. And that it's through faith in his name, if you would believe in what he has done for you, he will offer you salvation. He will offer you a change of heart. He will offer you eternal life. That is his offer to you. His ask of you is that you will lay down your life for him, that you will yield the control of your life to him. Jesus today is knocking at your heart and he is saying, would you give me the reins of your life? If you have never given your life to Jesus, you know about it, I ask you to put up your hand and say, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my soul. Lord, I want eternal life. I want to believe. I want to have relationship with you. I want you to be my God, and I want to be your child. If you are there, I encourage you, put up your hand. Just say to God, it's not to me, it's to God. Jesus, I want to believe. thank you. There are those here that are struggling with issues in your life. Look, I'm not here to condemn anybody. I pray actually nobody comes out, really. But if you are struggling with issues in your life, just come forward and let us pray for you. The scripture says that we should carry one another, that we should support one another, that we should help one another. If you want prayer, you just feel free to come out this out the front here. We're not going to have music or anything. But if you want prayer for a need in your life, you also feel free to come out and receive prayer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your work in our heart. We thank you, Lord, for work in our soul. We just believe you, Lord, for transformation. Transformation, Lord, transformation. And we would believe, Lord, for your glory to be manifested in this place. Lord, thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for people to be healed, people to be set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. You may have a go forward and have a cup of tea. Just if you do want prayer, look, please feel free to come out. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. And remember, you are new creations. Amen? Live the new life. Hallelujah. Amen.